So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I thought we could do a Power Rangers reboot.
Oh, that's a recognizable brand. I'm listening.
Yeah, so I figure we could go a bit darker, a bit more serious with it.
Ah, interesting.
Except for Rita Repulsa and Alpha 5, who will seem like over-the-top cartoon characters.
Okay, is that gonna mix well with the overall tone?
Nope. So anyway, the movie starts with Zordon, right? And he's crash-landed on Earth, and he is not in good shape.
Oh, boy.
And I thought we could get Bryan Cranston, you know, get him naked, covered in blue makeup.
Oh, I love that idea.
Right.
Yeah, that's gonna be great.
While we're at it, we should see if he wants to be in the movie. Yeah.
So what else happens?
Well, so then Zordon dies, and this evil Power Ranger, Rita Repulsa, falls into the ocean.
A very exciting intro.
Yeah, so then we're gonna meet this guy, Jason, who lives in a town called Angel Grove, 65 million years later.
Oh, just the biggest time jump.
Yeah, and Jason and his friend, they're pulling a prank. They're bringing a bull into a school.
Okay.
And his friend thought it was a cow, so he milked it, but it was a bull, so... You know what that means.
Is that really the note you want to start this movie on? Somebody milking a bull?
Yes.
Okay, great. Me too.
Okay, good. So anyway, then Jason crashes his car and gets sent to detention and placed on house arrest with a curfew and an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, nice piece of jewelry. Not too bad.
No, like a police bracelet. And Jason's dad is pissed because he was a football star.
Sure.
So he goes to detention and he meets these other students, Billy and Kimberly.
And what's their deal?
Well, Billy's on the spectrum and he keeps getting bullied about it. And Kimberly also seems like she's being bullied.
But she's not.
Well, these girls are being mean to her. But later we're going to find out it's because Kim shared some explicit photos of her friend with people.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's like, that feels like, that's probably a felony, right?
Yeah, she might be a felon.
Jeez.
But now she's gonna be a Power Ranger, so that's fun.
Okay.
So anyway, then Billy hacks Jason's ankle bracelet, so now he's free to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, for the rest of the movie.
And his parents aren't gonna wonder why he's not at home for his house arrest?
They will not.
Huh?
So then Jason and Billy go to this mine, and they run into three other teenagers that just happen to be there at the same time.
Oh, teenagers do love hanging out near mines.
They sure do, sir. So they all find these special coins and get superpowers.
It feels a lot like that movie Chronicle,
but with merchandising opportunities.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And then as they're escaping from mine security, the van they're in gets hit by a train.
Oh, are they okay?
Yeah, they all just wake up at home. They're all good.
How did they each get home?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So they all start discovering their superpowers, like super strength and jumping and whatnot.
Wow, 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 wow.
So they
wow.
go back to the mine and they see this alien ship that's been there for millions of years.
Okay.
So they meet Alpha 5 as well as Zordon, who's had his essence uploaded to the ship.
And how is he able to communicate with them?
Well, we're gonna say that the ship has English loaded onto its matrix.
How?
Oh, don't worry about it.
So then Jason's father fishes Rita Repulsa out of the ocean, and she just straight up starts killing people.
And so is Rita also gonna find a ship and learn to speak English through its matrix?
No, she just speaks English right away.
If we specifically give a reason as to why Zordon's able to speak English, doesn't that kind of shine a light on the fact that there's no reason for Rita?
Okay, well, maybe whenever she's not on screen, she's using that Duolingo app.
That works for me.
So anyway, Zordon tells the teenagers they need to morph into their Power Rangers armor, but for some reason they can't do that.
Oh, bummer.
So they need to train by, you know, starting a tiny fight club amongst themselves.
Nice.
Yeah, and they only have 11 days to get ready before Rita starts her evil plan.
So what is her plan exactly?
Well, she wants to find this thing called the Zeo Crystal and use it to destroy life on Earth.
Very rude.
For sure. And so then the Power Rangers start becoming friends. They learn a bunch of stuff about each other around a fire.
Oh, like what?
Like Zack the Black Ranger has a sick mom, and Trini's parents don't approve of her orientation, and Billy's dad is dead.
And Kimberly's probably committed a felony.
No, she's gonna keep that one to herself and just tell Jason about it later.
It might be a good move.
Anyway, so then Billy's gonna figure out that the Zeo Crystal is at this random building in town.
At Krispy Kreme.
What?
The crystal, it could be, it's at a Krispy Kreme.
It's not, no, why?
And so then all the characters can say Krispy Kreme a bunch of times, Rita Repulsa can eat a donut. Oh, this is perfect.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Well, see, my dad's on the board of directors at Krispy Kreme, and I would just love if I could get him to say that he loves me, just once.
Oh, very sad, sir. So then Rita's gonna manage to ambush the Rangers, and she's gonna kill Billy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it turns out Zordon had the power to bring somebody back to life just once for some reason, so he uses that power on Billy instead of himself.
Oh, a very thoughtful 65 million year old spaceship consciousness.
And so then the Power Rangers learn the true meaning of friendship or something like that, and now they can morph into their armor.
Yeah, so we're gonna see some Power Ranger action, huh? Where are we in terms of runtime?
We're about 90 minutes into the movie.
Oh my god.
And meanwhile, Rita's making this monster Goldar out of gold. She's gonna be like, yes, make my monster grow.
Oh, making your monster grow is tight.
No. I mean, it's like you don't hear yourself sometimes. That didn't sound good at all.
That didn't sound good.
Anyway, so Rita's using this monster to straight up destroy the town as she's looking for the crystal.
A Krispy Kreme.
Sure, and the Power Rangers, they're gonna be piloting these big Zord machines that they have.
Very big machines.
Yeah, there's gonna be a ton of chaos. Jason's gonna see his dad get into a big car crash and go and save him.
Okay, so do all of Jason's big plot moments involve devastating car crashes?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
You don't wanna mix that up maybe a little?
I don't. No.
Well, okay then.
And also, those girls that were mean to Kimberly, their car's gonna get wrecked, so she's gonna be like, heh, that's what you get.
I thought Kimberly was the one who shared the explicit photos.
Yeah, but they were mean to her about having done that.
Okay.
Anyway, so eventually Rita's gonna push all the Rangers into this big fiery pit in the ground.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for them to get out of a pit.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, all their Zords get combined into Megazord.
How'd they know how to do that?
Unclear, just kinda happened in the pit.
Oh, pits are always full of mysteries.
So then they slap Rita into space and she freezes, cause it's cold up there.
They slap her into space?
They slap her into space. That's how this movie ends. They slap the bad guy into space.
Alright, I mean, okay.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a reboot of a very well-known brand. I don't see how it can't be a big success.
And if it's not, you know what we can do?
What?
Reboot it.
Ah.
Hi, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. Don't know why I said that all on the same note. If you did like the video, please share and like. That helps out a lot. And let me know in the comment section what movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.